Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, celebrating his 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He joined us way back in 1999. Had no idea how crazy it was going to get over the next 17 years. I'm sure Jim Ballard is the author of What's the Rush, Mind Like Water, Whale Done, the whole Whale Done series. Jim, how many books are in the Whale Done series?
Three.
Okay, the three Whale Done series books, and then, of course, Little Wave, Old Swell, which is a cool little book you want to find and give away. You buy two, you'll want to give one away. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim, you want to send them to Amazon? Where would you like to send folks to find out more about you?
What was the question, Jim?
Where would you like for folks to go online to find you? On Amazon? Is that the best?
Yeah, Amazon.
All right. So we're talking about using the metaphor of a whitewater river to life, and you've been helping us understand when to paddle and when to let the river go.
That's it. And so, you know, in our own lives, it's kind of like when we can make things happen and when we have to let things happen, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So making things happen is, you know, how we think about life today. We're always about trying to make things happen, but we're not very much about letting things happen. And to go back to the metaphor, that's maybe one of the reasons why life is so exhausting for us today.
Mm-hmm.
Is we're trying to make things happen when we need to let things happen. Letting things happen is not cool in people's opinions.
And I'll tell you something else, Jim. I learned as a young man, really in my 30s, I have an ability to make things happen.
Yeah.
I have a will and a perseverance and a stick-to-itiveness and a stubbornness that I can make things happen. I always have been able to do that. But by the time I got to almost 40, I discovered some things are not meant to be.
Yeah.
But I could make them happen even though they weren't meant to be. And I had to learn how to dial that back a little bit.
Yeah. That's it. And, you know, what I was saying about letting things happen, that doesn't look so, you know, brave and fearless and even productive, you know, letting things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what it means is to look around at change, at your life, at things, and learn from them rather than try to change them. Learn from them. You know, when you're making things happen, you're bringing a lot of muscle into the situation. And when you're letting things happen, you're surrendering. You're saying this. In the metaphor, this is when the boat ends are in the water,
mm-hmm.
when you're in the trough, and you let off. And so I want to suggest this, that if our listeners are up against some issue, which is likely, you know, pick some problem in your life, pick some issue in your life right now and think about it, and then ask yourself this, out of these two choices, have I mostly been trying to make things happen, or have I mostly been letting things happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because the choice you've been making there may be the source of the problem, or may be exacerbating the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mostly been using control, making things happen, maybe you could learn to let up a little bit and watch the problem. If it's with a person, maybe you can listen more.
Mm-hmm.
If it's if it's in business, maybe you can, you know, watch rather than be out there competing all the time.
Maybe let your employees have a little more rope and a little more tether, and let them make a mistake on their own.
There you go. Or learn from them. You know, ask them rather than tell them.
Right.
See, that's the letting things happen thing is asking. Telling is making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been mostly letting things happen, you know, you've been sort of laying back and been passive about it, maybe you need to bring more muscle into it. Maybe you need to get up and say, okay, I'm going to do something today about this issue that I haven't been really ready to do or that I've been afraid to do.
And it seems to me, Jim, it's not either or, it's both and knowing when to use which side, which way.
Exactly. I think that's the point of our talk this morning. You know, what was the old line from... You got to know when to fold.
Yeah. And know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Right.
Yeah. And that's the trick today, I think, in the life of whitewater change.
Hey, Jim, you've done a great job of getting us centered today, and I know a lot of folks have benefited from your philosophy and your wisdom. Thank you for being here. Thanks for 17 great years. Let's do 17 more. You want to?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
You're a great guy. And one of the things that you do really well is listen.
I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you for being here. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, he's great. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.